One of the bills would undo a 2015 law which made Wisconsin into what's known as a right-to-work state. That means employees in unionized workplaces can opt out of paying union dues. Colin Gillis, a nurse based in Madison, says that's weakened the power of organized labor.
This is why union workers like me call right to work for less.
Another bill in the package would reestablish minimum pay requirements, known as prevailing wage, for workers on public construction projects. Democratic Governor Tony Evers introduced similar proposals as part of his budget, but they were removed by GOP lawmakers. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.